Greetings from Long Island, where every highway is a sunrise. It's time for Dave's Gone By, an hour of comedy, talk, and music brought to you by Total Theater, with your host, Dave Lefkowitz. You've never heard anything like it, so sit back, relax, squeal if you must. Here's the host of Dave's Gone By, Dave!
Tropical hot dog night! Like two flamingos in a fruit fight!
Well, welcome everybody to the 207th edition of Dave's Gone By on this February 11th, 2007. It's going to be this show, if you just tuned in, it's going to be fun. It's going to bring a beverage, sit in your comfiest chair. You will not need any stimulation, you will not need any outside. Any kind of, gosh, my brain's a little foggy here because I've been at the radio station for a few hours, but I'm slowly easing into and gearing up for something that is going to be quite extraordinary tonight. That is a promise. First of all, I want to apologize to anybody who tuned in early for the pre-show that we've been doing for a few months now on the radio program. Jeff Goodman, my co-host for those pre-shows, and who also does a radio program with me on another station. He's in Thailand for a few weeks, so he'll be gone through early March, and wishing him well, and then hoping he's having a fabulous time. Anybody who was listening to the program last week, which was something of a classic itself, knows that he was about to get on the plane with the most horrendous flu and cold and what have you. He had about 24 hours to be just barely well enough to pull himself on an airplane and go flying on three different flights over 36 hours to go from New York to Bangkok. I did not envy his trip. But he usually has a fabulous time once he gets to Thailand, and his plans this time also include a trip to Beijing. So it'll be great to hear about that when he comes back. But while he's gone, the station has done some jiggling and rejiggering of the schedule that'll be around for a while. So there isn't a pre-show at 10:30 for Dave's Gone By anymore for the foreseeable future. I'm sorry, it's a shame. There's a sports show now on before us. Seems like a nice guy, so good for him. But, you know, until, God forbid, he dies, we've lost the 10:30. But we still have 11 until midnight. Thank you. And Dave's Gone By, which has been on the air since October of 2002. That's why we've done 207 episodes since then. And it's a mix of comedy, talk radio, music, interviews, comedy. And it's pretty much all here tonight on this particular episode. Looking forward to it, as I hope you all are. And here's why. Because, first of all, we've got our regular segment called Inside Broadway. And that's where I'm going to tell you all the cool stuff. And it's starting to be already a rather busy time for Broadway and off-Broadway. The shows don't start opening until really March, April-ish. And then they really pile it on in April and May to open before the Tony selection begins. But now all the news is happening from what's going to go on for the rest of the season. So I've got a lot to tell you about in Inside Broadway, which, by the way, is brought to us by Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine, the Bible of Broadway. We'll tell you a bit about that in the moments to come. Also, by the way, just to get the sponsorship stuff out of the way, we've got Fancy Schmancy Balloons, which is your place to get decorations, party stuff, not just the balloons, but centerpieces as well. All that kind of cool stuff for your bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, office parties, Valentine's parties, perhaps, or graduation stuff. Call Jeff, Fancy Schmancy Balloons, 516-797-3229. Although it's the same Jeff who's in Thailand, so you might want to wait two or three or four weeks before you plan on using him, but you can certainly leave a message at 516-797-3229. And we're also brought to you by Hewlett Minuteman Press, 1315 Broadway in Hewlett on the South Shore of Long Island. The Torong folks who've been running the place for about 30 years, family owned and operated. I mean, I realize Minuteman is a chain, but this particular one in Hewlett, they run it, they're great, check them out. They're having some machine trouble this week, but they always get right on it and get that repairman out there to do the best for you. And by the way, As always, if you tell them Dave's Gone By sent you, you get 10% off your order at Hewlett Minuteman Press. And finally, we're also brought to you by MortgagesRock.com, the place to find out not, well, I mean, you can go there and get a mortgage, but what it's really all about is learning how to do mortgages, how to be a mortgage broker, and then getting your friends, your neighbors, your enemies, little children, fetuses, anybody who wants a loan or a mortgage, you can show them how you can do it for them. The more paperwork you do, the more work you do, the more commission you get, and you learn all about that at MortgagesRock.com. Anyway, those are the sponsors, and I've told you about Inside Broadway that's going to be coming up. We also have a special message, well, I guess it would be a final message from Anna Nicole tonight. Very, very sad moment for all of us. So we'll be hearing from her in a sort of a fashion later on. And here's the centerpiece of tonight's show, the most wonderful thing, because it's going to be Valentine's Day in just a couple of days, Wednesday. I hope you got the love of your life, whatever the love of your life wants or needs, and or if you haven't, you have 48 to 72 hours, so you're still okay. But one of the things, I mean, let's face it, you can get them flowers, you can get them candy, oh, you can get them a llama, you know, if you have the backyard for it, and you can paint them pink. It's like instead of giving them a car, because if you're rich, you can always, the cars are nothing. But if you give your loved one a pink llama, she's going to go, she just will not forget or perhaps forgive. But there's more to it, more to a relationship. It's about love and affection and touching and all that ooky stuff. Well, if there's anybody who finds that ookier than Rabbi Saul Solomon, I don't know who it would be. Now, Rabbi Saul Solomon is the spiritual leader of Temple Sons of Bitches in Great Neck, New York. He's a frequent, fairly frequent guest on Dave's Gone By, certainly one of our liveliest and also most controversial, and people can go either way with him. And it's sort of what Brother Theodore used to say about himself, if everybody remembers that great comedy avant-garde performer who would say, "People are of two minds about me. They either loathe me or they despise me." And I think you could kind of say that about Rabbi Saul Solomon. But do not despise him tonight, because he's going to warm the cockles, if you don't mind my saying that word, the cockles of his heart for Valentine's Day. And he's going to be talking to a sex therapist, or I don't say a therapist, more like a teacher, someone who wants to bring the spirituality and the sacredness into lovemaking. And since Rabbi Solomon is, on some horrible level, a spiritual person, it's going to be really exciting to hear him talk with Karina Kittles Karsten, as that's quite a name there, Karina Kittles Karsten, who started her career as an international model. She's absolutely gorgeous. And then, you know, later on she went through some other things, and she decided that it was not where her head was at, and she was not getting from this lifestyle what she really wanted to. And then she went into much more sort of Eastern philosophy and practices and physical stuff, and became much more touchy-feely, but in a very zoned, sacred mental way. I'm not sure I even understand it, and God knows the rabbi won't. But he's going to probe her in a perfectly G-rated way, ladies and gentlemen, tonight on Dave's Gone By. So yes, the love educator, Karina Kittles Karsten, meets the mission of hate person, not really, Rabbi Saul Solomon. And it all starts after we get a little business underway. You're not, I swear to you, this is going to be worth your while. Do not go away. Okay, so your business proposal has been typed, proofread, photoshopped, and given a nice cover. Now, all you need is 20 spiral-bound copies plus 1,000 printings of your latest brochure. Your Xerox can't do it. Your mailroom can't do it. Hewlett Minuteman Press can do it all. Your one-stop printing shop, Minuteman, 1315 Broadway in Hewlett, open 6 days a week, 10% off for Dave's Gone By listeners. Family-owned Minuteman, their service can't be duplicated. Do you know how easy and inexpensive it is to advertise on Dave's Gone By? You don't? Well, hey, it's even easier to find out. You can run a 30 or 60 second ad or sponsor a show segment or the whole show. Just go to davesgoneby.org to see the rates. Or call 516-295-1511, 516-295-1511. Bring your message to my audience. Advertise on Dave's Gone By.
Go ahead. 1, 2, 3, 4. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a tax machine. Get on up. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a tax machine. Get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a tax machine. Get on up. Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. I like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up.
Shalom, shalom, goddammit. Welcome, everybody. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so excited to be on the radio again. It's been so long. Dave has kind of put me to the side because he's been getting complaints. But I rallied like the Democrats in the recent election, and I'm back and bigger and better. Well, maybe not bigger. I'm a little stooped, but better than ever. And I'm so excited today. And I mean that for once literally, because I'm going to be talking about the S-E... Oh, yeah, I can't even say the word. The letter, there's another letter on the end of it. I think you can guess what it is. But I'm not just going to talk about it by myself, because that would be sick. No, I'm going to be talking about it with a woman. Oh, and it's not my dear wife, Miriam Libby, who, by the way, is pregnant with our 22nd child. I'm very excited about this. The last one was only 4 months ago, so she's really just moving right along there. Karina Kittles. Costins, what kind of a name is that? It's a scary name to a Jew because there's three K's in it in a row. It's like I've got the KKK in the studio here. It's scary. But she is such a sweetie. She's so beautifully gorgeous that I've got to talk to her. And one of the reasons I'm talking to this woman is she is talking about that word that I'm not very good about using it. S. Maybe I'll get to say it in a little bit. But this woman, this Karina Kittles Carstens cacophony here, is with us in the studio at WGBB. I want to welcome you. Shalom, dammit.
Thank you so much. And I want to say one thing about those three Ks. Is the reason I have three Ks, I believe, is because there is a new way of looking at three Ks, and it's all about love, and it's all about getting closer, and it's all about intimacy. So that's what I want you to think about when you hear KKK now.
What the hell does that
sound
like a K? Oh, so in other words, but they're not words beginning with K. It's just I should think of those letters, connect them with you, connect them with love and sex and sacredness.
Absolutely.
Right. What the hell are you talking about? I have no idea. I just want to look at you. Talk.
How to make sex sacred to ensure marriage will last.
All right.
And really what that means is that there's a specific kind of sex that can act as super glue for your relationship.
All right.
And that means
this
that...
This isn't a gay thing, is it?
No, this is about...
You get stuck in someone's tuchus or something. No, all right.
No, this is the bonding glue. This is what yokes you physically, emotionally, and spiritually to each other if you know how to have sex sacredly.
All right, does this involve a talus? How does it work? It's sex. Two people, they take their clothes off, they do a thing. If you're lucky, you cut a hole in a sheet and you're done. What are you talking about?
No holes in sheets. We want to look at each other. That's one of the items that we, ingredients that makes it all sacred is that we're actually connecting. We're connecting in a new way. And how that happens is that we first create a space. And that means a romantic space. You know, you walk...
I have 22 children in a three-room apartment. There's no space. I'm walking on top of children's heads half the time.
That's right. Most couples go to bed between 9 and 11 p.m. they're exhausted, and they have toys all over the bedroom floor.
Now those can be good in all different
kinds. Kids' toys, these yeah. kind of kids' toys. You know, the other toys are fine. And there's laundry on the floor, the TV's on. How sexy is that?
Not to me.
It's no, not. Right. You know, it's really not. And so that puts a whole kind of wall in between you and your husband or wife to actually make sex more meaningful and more exciting. So what I want you to do is put that clutter in a basket in your closet. Whatever it is, throw the kids' toys, the clutter, the laundry in a basket and put it in your closet. Take it out of the space. As well as put some sexy colors in your bedroom. How sexy is your bedroom?
My bedroom is white with a little bit, there's an Israeli flag, so there's some blue.
Okay.
And pretty much that's it. Sometimes there's food, because I get hungry in the middle of the night, so I'll keep a kosher frankfurter here and there. But that's it. So you get a little bit of the red, the white, and the blue, so it's American, too.
Okay. Well, we want to take the food out of there, Rabbi. First, take the food out. We don't want to smell the food while we're getting intimate and getting romantic.
All right. I thought,
you know, you're white.
With the hot dog, it's kind of nice. It's fun. You're, the Hebrew National sort of thing, no.
Your wife will really appreciate this, okay?
Yeah.
And then actually add some of the colors. Add something that's more vibrant, like a sensual peach color or a deep indigo color. These are colors that stimulate the senses and start to soothe you, start to make you feel like, oh, I can relax.
I'm Jewish. I never relax. What the hell is wrong with you? Nobody ever relaxes.
That's because you don't have a bedroom that helps you relax. You need to create a sacred space in your bedroom that feels beautiful, that feels inviting for romance. Because, you know, most bedrooms feel like they're a little too sterile. You know, and it feels like you're walking into a hospital rather
my
than...
My bedroom is never... I've got 22 children. There's no sterility at all.
Okay.
Sometimes they pop out 4 months apart.
Well, the white and the blue and the red, that's a little sterile.
A little bit of the peach, a little bit of the...
Indigo.
The like Manischewitz colors.
There you go. There you go. But just make them a little more soothing. And add some beautiful pillows so you can just flop down on the floor with your wife and have sex there instead of getting into bed and doing it the same way each time.
All right. It's good for my back. This is not a bad idea. All right.
So, yes.
This is a nice suggestion with the colors and the pillows.
Yes. So you've got the atmosphere. You're setting up the atmosphere. And then you have to learn how to make it a ritual. Make it a ritual. So that means...
Like dining?
Kind of, but in a different way. What we want to do is we want to set the mood by making it like lighting a candle with your wife. Lighting a candle. Taking a candle.
Shabbos. What are you talking about?
Yes, but the Shabbos in the bedroom. Think about that.
Wake up and die with the room would be in flames. curtains, there would catch a curtain. I'd be toasted.
You would not be toasted. You could light a candle and put it on your bedside, and then when you're finished making love, blow it out.
Oh, well, all right.
Blow it out.
She usually does, but in a different way. No, I'm just kidding. I'm teasing. All right.
So you can light a candle. You can also choose different times of the day to make love, and some of the best times are not at night when you're exhausted. How exciting is that? You know, when you've come home from a full day of work, and all the kids have been running all over you all day, you want to try something different, like before dinner, dusk. Dusk.
I want to try it on the Bima. That's what I want to do. With everybody, I've got a voyeuristic tendency. I'd love to do it in the middle of some kid's bar mitzvah. You know, we're going to do something really sacred now. Miriam Libby, come up on the Bima. That's boogie. God damn it.
Maybe in the bedroom. I mean, maybe in the bathroom.
Construct our own little Bima in the bathroom. That would be good.
There you go.
Yeah, Bima in the shower.
Exactly. Yeah. Spice it up. Also, you can try it at dawn. Dawn is a wonderful time to make love.
Women don't like it in the morning.
That's not true.
Men, they wake up, they got their thing, it's like a mezuzah sticking out of their pants. But women, I gotta see the thing, I gotta do this, I gotta pluck this, I gotta squirt this.
I have a secret.
Oh, yeah.
If you begin to massage her.
Well.
If you begin to slowly massage her shoulders, don't get sexual altogether all the way. Begin with her shoulders, then begin moving down her back. Within 10 minutes, she will be open to the experience of lovemaking in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So you've got to connect to her where she's at. She's tired, and she needs to be woken up softly, nourished softly. This is a wonderful way.
She needs to be woken up by kicks to her belly because she's never not pregnant. This is Miriam.
Well, obviously you have a great sex life.
No, it's very quick. There's no time to actually have sex because we're too busy, making babies.
Uh-huh.
The way we are. It's, I'm trying to repopulate the world after the Holocaust. One man, one mission, repopulate.
Uh-huh. Working,
but it's not terribly fun. It's like, Miriam Libby, watch. She looks at me, she gets pregnant. I don't even have to touch her anymore. She's like, what? Oh, Sal, there you are. Oh, it's kicking. Boom.
Okay, well, we know that you've got the fertilizing, the seed going on.
Oh, yeah.
But we want to have it a little more juicy for both of you. You know, let that take over the need to procreate. Let's spice it up in a different way. And so what I would say to you is that honor your moment with each other. You know, we make intentions all the time at New Year's and to lose weight, and we have new career objectives. But we really don't make intentions about sexual intimacy. And so take the time before you make love, once you've got that space cleared out in your bedroom, it's looking all beautiful, you've lit the candle, you've made it a ritual, and then make an intention with each other.
So like, I promise not to hire black hookers on 49th Street anymore. This would be, not to use the mitzvah band as rocking and rolling.
Yeah, now
not me personally. I'm just saying for some people who are in the congregation, I am not mentioning names, Hitchcock. Oops.
Yeah, that's something that we want to make sure that we've moved out already before you get into the bedroom. So hash that out in therapy, okay? But the intention is more like, you know, I want to try something new with you tonight. I want to try a new foreplay. Communicate that to each other. Communicate, I want to try a new foreplay technique. Or secondly, how can we connect more fully emotionally? Let's see how we can do that. How can we play with each other emotionally tonight during our lovemaking?
It's mind games. What are you talking about? Like the role play? I'll be the naughty goy, and you'll be the shiksa with problems?
How can I love you more?
Oh, boy.
How can I love you more during this experience?
That's just an argument waiting to happen. Because the woman's going to have a list that's going to be longer than a roll of toilet paper, let me tell you.
Well, you don't really go through the list. You just say, may I open my heart more fully to you this evening? And that's it.
That's very sweet. There should be violins.
Yes, it will turn her on. It will awaken her sexual vitality if you try that.
It's not her heart I want to open. It's open.
It will absolutely awaken her sexual vitality. And another one is that you can create an intention that you can make every time, which is, may this lovemaking experience unite our bodies and bond us emotionally and spiritually to one another in a deeper way.
This is very nice.
Okay, listen to me. No, I mean listen to me on Compact Disc, where bunches of past episodes of Dave's Gone By are yours to hear over and over again. Comedy sketches like Mills a Poppin' and Handyman Yoni, visits with guests like Reckless Eric and Julie Haggerty, punchlines and politics in the News Gone By, all just $11 a disc, shipping included. Visit davesgoneby.org or call 516-295-1511 for me on CD.
Hi, this is Karina Kittles-Karsten, the love educator, and you are listening to Dave's Gone By at WGBB.
We are talking to Karina Kittles-Karsten, who is the love, what, the love expert, the sacred love, what
the love educator,
love
and,
educator.
And founder of sacredlove.com.
All right. Please tell us about your website and what that is and what you do.
Sure. I have a website, sacredlove.com, and it is media products that you can practice in the privacy of your own home, techniques to enhance your sexual intimacy and to enhance your love relationship. So there's probably 12 products on there in CD format or DVD format that you can purchase either as a product itself or as an online download. So you can download it right into your computer and right onto your iPod so you can listen to it, when you're jogging.
I'm jogging. It's going to make me hard to jog after 10 minutes. It's like, oi, 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 I can't move now, oi.
or you can surprise your wife and turn it on in the bedroom and practice together. And one of the recommendations for people who really want to add the sacred into their lovemaking is the Lover Within series. And that's about developing yourself as a lover and coming to lovemaking in a new way, in a more meaningful way, with sex that moves your soul rather than just your body.
All right. Demonstrate. What do you do? Get in touch with your body or something? What?
Well, one of the, as we know, the eyes are the windows to the soul.
All right.
Okay? So we
I thought it was the belly button. I'm so happy because I got lancing. It's not nice. Yes.
So that means open your eyes when you're making love. That means you're going to connect right to your wife or your husband, right through the eyes to their soul. And what that does automatically is it just, your pleasure starts to get greater and greater and greater, and you can orgasm just by looking into your lover's eye.
See, I have a problem with this also, but what if you're in a threesome? Do you have to go, like, cross-eyed because you're looking at one and then the other, and then your eyes are on the wall, and you hurt yourself very badly?
Well, in my experience, from coaching many, many thousands of couples, threesomes don't really bring a lot of sacredness forefront. I think
they usually mean food and wine and some cake for afterwards.
Afterwards, they can serve you. But I really believe that one-to-one intimacy that is sacred with someone that is, I will say, your wife or your husband, or in a very long-term relationship, will give you a greater sense of meaning. And over time, if you add the sacred into your lovemaking, it will even create more sexual excitement, because what we do is we tend to go on automatic pilot in the bedroom, and these ingredients that I've been communicating are to get yourself off of the automatic pilot and start to come more fully into the experience.
So what is an example of, like, an exercise that is part of what you do and part of what you on these CDs and
okay.
the DVD things?
Synchronizing your breathing. Okay, so let's try that, Rabbi.
All right, let's see.
All right?
All right.
All right.
Oh, I'll clean that later. All right, ready?
Ready. Okay, I want you to take a deep breath in. And I'm taking a deep breath in. The walls are...
Wow. That was the best orgasm I've had in years. Miriam Libby, I'm divorcing you. Are you married, by the way?
I am.
Oh, damn it. Damn it. Oh,
to a nice Jewish man.
This is one that you're not Jewish, I assume.
In my heritage, my great-grandmother was German Jew, and she came over.
German Jew, okay. Mm-hmm. Good thing she came over. Otherwise, you'd be a lampshade at this point. Oh, thank God. Yeah.
Could have been, yes.
So...
So anyway, the breath, right, taking a deep breath in, and I take a deep breath in, and then we exhale.
This is starting to hurt.
Exhale, and at the same time, you look into each other's eyes.
Oh, now you tell me.
Okay, so look into my eyes, inhale, and exhale.
Oh,
you feel the connection?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Immediate connection.
Your husband went in the other room waiting. I'd be on top of you like Manischewitz on me.
And so what we're doing is actually using the breath, and we learn to utilize it by breathing into the sexual organs.
I can't do that. It's just lungs, right? I can't put the,
You start to bring your breath down. So why don't you bring your breath below your navel and breathe in and make your belly kind of inflate like a balloon.
I've had two hernias. I don't need to make
well,
it.
Well, make it
anymore.
just a little, and then exhale, relax.
Well, yeah, I may fart. Wait, no, I'm all right. Here we go. All right, it's relaxing.
There you go. So you brought your breath down into your body.
Right.
So you just bring it a little further down.
Oh.
You want to try that? Inhale into your groin.
Oh, boy.
And exhale, relax.
My nuts are tingling.
There you go.
Sorry, I have walnuts in my pocket. They're tingling. I didn't go down that far down.
Well, if you breathe like that with your wife, you'll start to feel that your sexual energies are more stimulated.
Yes, yes.
And more connected.
Huh.
And that's one of the products, Breath of Pleasure, that awakens your sexual energy and helps you to deepen your connection with one another and make the whole experience more meaningful. Because breath is life.
This is true.
And, you know, we often just stop breathing when we're making love. We're just like, forget we're even there and just like, you know, go through the motions.
Yeah.
But hold our breath.
Right.
And so we want to breathe into the experience, and that's going to bring more of our life energy into the experience of lovemaking.
So when Hashem blew breath into Adam, Adam got a woody? I don't want to think about this. That was terrible.
You know, that means they were connected.
Oh, good point.
They were connected.
I still wouldn't want to see them connecting in any other way, though. That would be pretty. Look at some of the suggestions that you, Karina, Kittles, Karstens, like that. What, can I just call you something else? Can I call you...
Karina,
or Shiksa. No.
No. I'm everything.
Well, no, you're a non-Jewish, but are you going to convert? Are you going to maybe... No, you're not.
I embrace all. I embrace the Jewish faith, I embrace my Eastern philosophies, and I embrace the Christian faith. I embrace it all. It's all good. It's all good.
It's all one thing. Except for the Jesus part, and the Allah part, and the Sun Yang Moon tax part, and the dancing in the airport part. I embrace it all, too.
There you go. We're on the same page.
So what else, another suggestion.
Okay. Add your creative flair. Don't leave yourself out of the equation. If you are an accountant and your creativity is money,
all right.
Okay, instead of rose petals, put money all over the bed.
If I had money to put all over the bed,
you
I would hire 20 hookers, Jewish.
No, you wouldn't.
All right, 18. So it's a nicer Jewish number. If I had money to throw, I have money to throw all over a bed.
Money.
What do?
You know what? You could have dollar bills, or I know you have $10 bills.
A couple?
Yes. So you have, like, you can go break a 10.
I can see Gary and Libby coming home. Oh, there's three $10 bills on the bed. Let me stop. Oh, this is erotic. Oh.
Well, you take those three $10 bills and you make them $30, and you put them all over the bed, and you make love on the money.
And then we got to spend it somewhere. Oh.
And you say to your wife, you are more important than money.
Oh, she'll believe that.
There you go. It's all about adding your creative flair. You're quite a comedian.
Thank you, man.
So you've got to bring that comic relief into your bedroom, into your lovemaking. Make your lover laugh while you're making love.
Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
I do that anyway, but I'm not trying.
Well, you know.
I take my clothes off. She's like, and then she gets pregnant. I don't know how it happens.
Well, I think that that's wonderful that you're adding your creative flair. You're already bringing your humor into the bedroom.
Well, what are your specific things that you and your husband, not to be too personal, but what are like your creative thing or his creative thing that makes you go boom?
Okay. Well, he can sing. So that means he brings his romantic creative flair by singing me a love song.
Oh, this is. But he has to be a good, so I can't be like everybody was kung fu fighting or something. It's got to be.
And I, you know, my work is the art of love, so I bring the artist of you know, loving into the bedroom. So I add new rituals and new interesting ways of connecting and being in intercourse.
So it sounds like, as wonderful as this all is, there's no such thing as a quickie.
You can always have a quickie. I think quickies can be meaningful too. But the whole idea is that you're moving towards sex with your soul, not just with your body.
Right.
Not just with your body. So even if it's a quickie, that it's meaningful to both of you. And that's the super glue. That will keep you together, because why most couples break up is because they've lost the connection and they've lost the meaning in their relationship. And they're not having sex anymore. And if you bring...
with each other. Yes.
Exactly. They're not having sex anymore with each other. So if you bring those ingredients back into the bedroom, you will create a super bond that will filter out into the rest of your relationship. And you won't be so cranky with each other anymore.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Oh, I would love that. Let me ask you something. But you can always have this. This is not, you didn't wake up when you were like 18 years old and go, oh, I'm going to have sacred loving and it's going to be wonderful and whatever. How did you get to this place where you are, not this place, which is Long Island, but this place personally, spiritually, where you're making love to your soul and all that stuff?
You know, it kind of happened. I was introduced to a Chinese teacher in New York City when I was 19 years old. And he started discussing the process of connecting sexuality with spirituality, which was a huge light bulb for me because I'd never heard that. I heard, like, you check out of your, you know, relationship with God, and then you go have sex. And then you come back to God. You know, you don't put them together. But when he started talking about that concept, it was just like, wow, I really need this. You know, I really need to feel more integrated within myself because, you know,
so you do busing essentially for the
you basically say, you know, I invite the divine into this experience of sexuality. Sexuality is divine. It's not separate. It's not separate. And by doing that, I started to feel a lot better about myself. My self-confidence grew. I was able to, I think a lot of women and maybe men also feel self-conscious about sexuality and self-conscious about their bodies. And I started to feel more confident.
If you saw my body, you would know why I was self-conscious.
I'm sure you have a great body.
There's layers of fat that I tuck behind me, and then I roll into a talus and people don't see until I unloosen it in that night. And Miriam Libby sees that, and it's not stimulating, let me tell you.
Well, you know, a little poundage is beautiful.
Oh, it is. Meanwhile, you don't have a damn pound on you. When you were, tell everybody, you were a model at one point.
I was an international model for 7 years, and I worked from New York to Europe to Asia. And I was exposed to a lot of different ideas, a lot of Eastern ideas, and then I've integrated my Eastern philosophies and practices into Western practical concepts and created the system called Sacred Love.
Right. But you had, I wouldn't call it a breakdown. Well, maybe it was. You went through, don't make it sound as easy as it was.
No, it wasn't. I had a lot of romantic experiences while I was a model. I, you know, was exposed to a lot of different cultures and had, you know, was wined and dined in romance. And while that was fun and exciting initially, I started craving a deeper sense of, you know, connection to a partner. I wanted something more meaningful. And so that, you know, then, you know, synchronistically I met the Chinese teacher and then I started studying and then I started, you know, integrating the ideas I was learning into my relationships and I started to have better relationships. And then ultimately I was able to find the right person for
now,
me.
Now, how did you meet Blocky Van, who is your husband?
Timothy. Timothy, my husband.
A Jew named Timothy.
Yes, can you believe it?
No, I can't. What does he do, by the way?
He's a movie producer.
Oh, okay. All right.
Who,
nobody can throw money on the bed. He can throw money on the bed and the toilet. He can throw money on the lawn.
He's not an accountant. I told you he sings me love songs.
All right.
So we met through mutual friends that said that they thought that we would like each other. And he lived in New Mexico, and I was living in L.A., and it just was a really the right match. And within a few months, we were dating, and 3.5 years later, we were married.
Mit Mazel, and now how long have you been there?
We will be married for 1 year in April 21st.
Oh,
March 21st, excuse me. The first day of spring.
So was it a Jewish wedding?
It was done by a rabbi, our favorite rabbi in Los Angeles.
Oh, maybe I know him. Who is?
Stan Levy.
Oh, what an asshole. No, I'm kidding. I don't know him. Just teasing there.
He is a wonderful rabbi, and so he married us up on top of a mountaintop overlooking Malibu at dawn.
Oh, my. That is so California.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And we hiked up all the way to the top of the mountain, and it had rained the night before, and it was clear. And it was just this beautiful dawn, and we had just a very small, simple ceremony, and it was
No family?
We did the family after. So we had 3 days of family celebration after the wedding.
Doesn't make you can't leave mommy and daddy out.
Of course not. Of course not. But they didn't want to get up at dawn.
Well, no, who does?
Or before.
I can do chakras, but that's a different thing. What about that? You're going to make little Jewish babies, hopefully, baggy kind of babies?
We are thinking about it, and we will decide in the near future.
Oh, boy.
But we love babies. We love them.
Oh, I hate them. I know about Rabbi Shaw.
You've only got 20, how many?
I'm 22.
22, and you hate them. You hate them all.
But I've got to make them.
What kind of rabbi are you?
I'm being fruitful. This is what I do. I'm multiplying. I'm going to divide a little bit, but no, I keep multiplying.
But they're going to turn into prunes unless you, like, nourish those little babies.
I tried nourishing them, and they bit my nipples, and I stopped. It was not good. I let Miriam Libby deal with all that. We're trying to rig up an apparatus with milk in it and Similac and Formulac and whatever the hell, I don't even want to deal. That's why I spend 15 hours a day in shul. I don't want to come home. Rather deal with people bitching and crying and, oh, I'm my Uncle Loistein, can you do the funeral? I'd rather deal with that than, oh, Daddy, read me a story. I read you that story. Oh, Daddy, read me another story. I don't want to read you a story. I want to talk to people who sleep with dying relatives.
You love drama.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why you have 22.
No, I'm 22 because it's natural. I look at her and boom.
Did you know that I, Dave, am not just a fantastic radio personality, I'm also a playwright, and my book, Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World, is filled with the same humor I bring to Dave's Gone By every week. Funny, sad, true. Makes a great gift. Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World. Only $20 hardcover, $12 trade paperback. To get your copy, call 516-295-1511 or email davesgoneby@aol.com.
Hi, I'm Karina Kittles-Karsten, the founder of sacredlove.com and the Love Educator. I specialize in the best of Eastern and Western approaches to love, sex, and intimacy. And this is Dave's Gone By at WGBB.
So, again, remind people how they can... this is Karina Kittles-Karsten, the KKK girl. That's what I'm
Think
thinking.
Of love.
Think of love when you think of the KKK. When you see footage of men in white sheets burning crosses on the lawns of Schwarzes, think of love. What kind of
No. You think of a different KKK and you think of love. That's why I have the KKK. That's my meaning for it.
Fair enough. It's a much nicer version. I just hope I never interview someone whose name is Nazi.
No.
So, again, how can people...
get a hold of me?
Yes.
I
wish they could get a hold of you, but how can they see what you do?
www.sacredlove.com. And please check it out and find my sign up for a free newsletter. And I send out a newsletter once a week. People ask me their questions about intimacy, and I answer questions on a weekly basis about your sex life.
Oh, we can get that in Penthouse. You'll never believe what happened to me. Oh, I was walking to shoot now.
But not like I answer them. Right. And so you can sign up for a free newsletter to get your questions answered for free. And so it's www.sacredlove.com. And please check out the Lover Within series. It's $24.99 on download, and it's $50 for the whole CD set.
It's like three CDs or something, right?
Three CDs on audio.
Gonna let you go now, but I want to ask one more question. What is the wildest, craziest, kinkiest thing that you've ever done? Oh, I love your eyes. Right now. I'm looking right into them and going, "Hey, the other testicle's now tingling."
You know what, Rabbi?
What?
I'll save that for the next interview.
Oh, you I love a tease. Oh, damn it, that's wonderful.
That could be the next show.
Thank you so much to Karina Kittles-Karsten for joining me. Everybody, go have find the beauty and the sacredness in sex and love, even if I can't. It's important for you to do it because what is life about? It's not about the money. It's not about the work. It's not about the awfulness and the illness, although eventually it does get to be. But when it can be, make it about the love and the beauty and the joy and the fun of connecting with someone and good intimate sex. God damn it. Thank you, Karina.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
I love internet radio. You can surf stations and music for free and listen anytime on your computer. And I love Live365.com for playing vintage episodes of Dave's Gone By Saturday nights at 11. And I love the comedy channel they're on, DFSX Radio. But those letters, DFSX, who can remember that? Good thing you don't have to. Just go to Dave'sGoneBy.org and click the link, Saturday nights at 11. Spread the radio love. Inside Broadway, brought to you by Total Theater's Performing Arts Insider, your everything theater guide. Yes, indeed, Inside Broadway on this February 11th. Got so much to tell you about on Dave's Gone By. A lot of just stuff happening. As I said at the top of the program, yeah, the openings aren't happening yet. Those are going to be more in March. But all the stuff is germinating now. It's growing. It's being fruitful and, as the rabbi might say, multiplying and exponentially dividing. So, the big, big news, and I'll say that towards the end of the segment, is how you can save really seriously big money on a bunch of off-Broadway shows that are currently playing or just about to open. I'll give you that information. Well, let's go through some other stuff first. We go to Broadway, where Prelude to a Kiss begins previews on Friday, the 16th of February. This is a revival of a 1988 comedy, very popular one, by Craig Lucas, and it's got a major director directing this at the American Airlines Theater. It's a roundabout production. Daniel Sullivan is directing. Now, he directed Proof and the original Heidi Chronicles, and it's got a very, very cool cast, too. It's got John Mahoney. If the name doesn't ring a bell, you'll know him as, of course, the father in TV's Frasier, and he also did one of the earlier John Guare plays, which I am blanking on, but it was House of Blue Leaves. See, I did get that one. So, John Mahoney, Annie Parise is in it, Alan Tudyk, Robin Bartlett. Now, see, I was wrong. I was chastised a little bit over the past couple of weeks for the Inside Broadway segment because I was throwing names and places and theaters at people and show titles, and I was told it's a little too obscure, a little too insular. People listening who don't know Broadway theater the way I do, because I've been a critic for almost 20 years, and I've written about the theater and to some extent for the theater for a long time, and everybody just checking into it for the first time might not know what the heck I'm talking about. But, you know, just go with it, and you'll start to recognize names, and hopefully you'll start to go to the theater and love it like I do. So anyway, Prelude to a Kiss, which is this sweet comedy with a little bit of a bittersweet side to it about this girl, this young girl. She meets this nice guy. They have this wonderful, sweet, quirky romance. They get to their wedding day, and then just as a nice little thing, she ends up kissing an elderly gentleman who's a guest, you know, because he wants a nice kiss from a pretty young bride. And something really strange and mystical happens through that kiss, and that, you know, leads to a lot of wild and fun complications. There's also a movie of it, but now they're reviving it on Broadway starting on Friday. Another revival of a show that never was on Broadway, but it was a hit off Broadway that started the major career of Eric Bogosian. He's, TV people would know him because he's on that CSI. He's sort of the guy who's keeping the crazy fellow in check on CSI SVU or SUV or VUS, whatever that is. But Bogosian really got his start in talk radio, which was this thing about a nasty, angry, but popular talk radio host, very loosely based on Alan Berg, a real-life radio host who was very polarizing and political and got out there and said exactly what he said and offended everybody. And then one morning after getting off his shift, he walked into the parking lot about 2 in the morning and had his brains blown out, which hopefully will not happen to yours truly, but, you know, I can think of worse ways to go. Rather go while I'm on the radio so everybody can share it and actually get some ratings at the station. But talk radio is getting its first Broadway production, and it's starting previews this Thursday, the 15th. Liev Schreiber is starring, and he's a Tony winner for Glengarry Glen Ross. That was done about 2 years ago. Stephanie March, another CSI Although actually she's not CSI, she's Law and Order. She's that blonde with the glasses and you know, the very severe one. I don't think she's on it anymore. But anyway, she's in talk radio along with Christine Petty, who does a theater show on either Sirius or XM Radio, and she used to be in Forbidden Broadway. Anyway, so those are the two big Broadway shows to tell you about. Now I've got a bunch of cool off-Broadway things to tell you, but first, let's hear from the sponsor of this segment, Inside Broadway, the one and only Performing Arts Insider Magazine. The best Broadway magazine just got better. More listings, more contact numbers, more inside information in Performing Arts Insider. And not just Broadway, off-Broadway, off-off, dance, cabaret, opera. As one dramaturg put it, Performing Arts Insider is a gold mine of information for the theater professional. 21 times a year at your doorstep, the whole world of theater, with 10% off for Dave's Gone By listeners. Visit PerformingArtsInsider.com or call 516-295-1511. 516-295-1511. Performing Arts Insider. It's Broadway the best way. Yes, and we're going to tell you in just a couple of minutes the best way to do some off-Broadway shows, the cheapest way in a long, long time. So first, going to tell you some of the shows that are coming up and opening this week, such as a musical, new musical by Christopher Durang and Peter Melnick. The show is called Adrift in Macau, and it's a Primary Stages production at the theaters over on East 59th Street. It opens on Tuesday, the 13th. Now, Christopher Durang, still really best known for his play Sister Mary Ignatius Explains It All for You. He's a very iconoclastic, very out there and dark comic playwright. And when he's on, he's hysterically funny. His one-acts are known for being really outrageous and wonderful. So he's doing, I think it's a little bit more of a commercial-oriented musical about comic intrigue at a Casablanca-style nightclub. And the star of Adrift in Macau is Alan Campbell, and he was the male lead in Sunset Boulevard about 10 years ago. Now, also off-Broadway at the Bank Street Theater, opening tomorrow, Monday, is a play called Arrivals, where playwright David Gao tells the true story of a Syrian-born man who's a Canadian citizen, but he's detained and imprisoned as, quote, a person of interest from U.S. Customs, and he faces deportation and, well, just not a little bit of torture. So, I mean, it's just this big waiting game for weeks and weeks on end. So David Gao wrote a play about it called Arrivals. Starts tomorrow at the Bank Street Theater in the Village. Also in the Village at the Cherry Lane Theater, opening Thursday for a short run, is a play called Cycle, which, and to me, here it is. It sounds cute, could either be delightful or horrendous. Here's the setup of it, the plot. Rose Courtney stars as a woman who goes cycling through New York, and there are all these vaudevillians who guide her along with song, dance, music, and comedy. So either it's going to be amazingly cute or it's going to suck. But either way, it's called Cycle, and it's at the Cherry Lane Theater opening this Thursday. Then opening tomorrow, also a Monday show, The Diet Monologues. It's a solo show with Monica Bauer, and she plays all these characters who have these food issues. So she says, meet the nutrition nun, the Ten Commandments of dieting, and a high-carb man in love with a low-carb woman. That's at Where Eagles Dare Theater on West 36th Street, opening tomorrow. And if you've got kids, or even if you're just a kid at heart, there's a show called The Gazillion Bubble Show at New World Stages on the West Side on 50th Street. That opens on Thursday. It's this guy named Fan Yang. A pretty cool name right there. Karina Kickles Carstens, and now we've got a Fan Yang. And what he does is these giant gravity-defying bubbles. Should be, well, pretty fun to watch for everyone except Ozzy Osbourne, who'd be like, Bubbles! Sharon, we don't need big bubbles! But even he probably would dig these kinds of bubbles. Who knows? All right, here's where you can save the money, folks. Here's the big, exciting information. They're having a promotional week on Broadway from March 4th through March 11th. All you have to do is show up at the box office for these shows about 20 minutes before curtain. And if there are any seats left that haven't been sold through other means, any available seats are only $20. Now, if you know the way prices have gone, not just on Broadway, I mean, they've gone on Broadway to $100, $110, $115, and then you get these VIP seats that are $200, $300 for like a Saturday night. But you can get off-Broadway tickets these days. They range from $50, $60, $70. It's nuts. Well, major off-Broadway shows, if you go to the box offices for these things, between March 4th and March 11th, 20 minutes before curtain, you can get $20 tickets to shows like 25 Questions for a Jewish Mother, A Jew Grows in Brooklyn, I reviewed that on here a couple of weeks ago, Altar Boys, The Awesome 80s Prom, which I hated, but you might not, The Big Voice, God or Merman, which wasn't too bad, Bill W. and Dr. Bob, Defenders of the Faith, that's a new play coming up, The Fever, with Wallace Shawn, The Revival of the Fantastics, The Gazillion Bubble Show that I just talked about, Gutenberg the Musical, and the very long-running I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change, perfect for Valentine's Day, except this is, of course, March, the very well-reviewed version of The Voisey Inheritance that David Mamet did. That's running. Jutopia. Jacques Brel is alive and well, although I think that may be closing before then. You'll have to check that out. And, of course, everybody's favorite, Naked Boys Singing. Perfect Crime, which has been running forever. Room Service, which has gotten wonderful reviews. The Marx Brothers did the movie of it, but it was a play before they were in it. So, all these Stomp, $20 tickets to Stomp, all of this, 20 minutes before curtain, $20 only. And again, it's only March 4th through March 11th. Go to offbroadway.com for more information on that. Offbroadway.com. See, I told you I'd tell you something good and good way to save money. And finally, wanted to tell you an inside Broadway, kind of a downer way to go out, is that Broadway did have a loss this week. Ian Richardson died. He's best known as a TV personality in England for playing the wonderful Urquhart in House of Cards, which is this chilling political thriller about this utterly charming and witty and delightful politician who is really working behind the scenes with these machinations and doing tremendously evil things. And he was so good in it. Apparently, I didn't even know this. I read this in the obituaries. There were sequels to House of Cards, even though, well, you go and rent it, hold your ears for 10 seconds, but he dies at the end of House of Cards, so how there can be a sequel, I do not know. But Ian Richardson died on Friday the 9th. He was 73 years old. He was Scottish, not English, born in Edinburgh in 1934. He was a founding member of the Royal Shakespeare Company, and his Broadway stuff included playing Marat in Peter Brook's landmark 1965 production of Marat Sade, and he was Tony nominated for playing Henry Higgins in a 1976 revival of My Fair Lady. And I think his last Broadway assignment was in 1981 when he played Humbert Humbert in Edward Albee's version of Lolita. So farewell to Ian Richardson. I know my wife and I watched House of Cards a few weeks ago, and I'd never heard of him or the series. We just took it out of the library, and we were just so taken with that series and with Urquhart that sometimes we just turn to each other at various points during the day and look at each other and go, Urquhart. Urquhart, and then we go on to our natural lives because we're sick that way. Anyway, we've got to finish up the show. It's midnight here on WGBB AM 1240, or I should say WGBB Freeport. Got some business to do, and oh, a special word from the late, rather far from great, Anna Nicole Smith. So come right back. We've just been inside Broadway. Thanks to TogleTheater.com and Performing Arts Insider.
Hi, this is Ann and Nicole for Trim Spa. I've been struggling with my weight since my 20s with all kinds of crazy diets, potions, and powders. I battled the bulge even harder than I fought my late husband's family for money. But then I found Trim Spa, the diet plan that made my heart pound boom, boom, until my body went va-boom. In a matter of weeks, I lost 60 pounds, and I felt like I could run the marathon without leaving my couch. Sure, I've had my ups and downs, weight-wise, marriage-wise, dead son-wise, but the marvelous people at Trim Spa stuck with me, and they're sticking with me even now. They promised that with their help, in 1 week, I can slim down from 140 pounds to 30, 35 pounds tops, all bone weight. Normally, it takes a corpse like mine months to decompose, but with daily injections of Trimspa, my corporeal epidermis will just melt away. Whew! That was a mouthful. So don't let the bug biters at the FDA scare you. Trimspa is the best way to lose weight quickly, effectively, and they crossed that word out. Take it from me, Anna Nicole. With Trimspa, you can totally screw up and still slim down.
The preceding commercial is fictional and for humorous purposes only. Any relation to persons living or dead, but especially dead, is purely satirical.
Well, rockin' my mortgage in the bosom of Abraham, rockin' my mortgage in the bosom of Abraham, rockin' my mortgage in the bosom of Abraham, mortgagesrock.com. God has a plan for you, giving your friends and family mortgage loans. Learn how at mortgagesrock.com. Fully licensed in New York State and in heaven. They'll teach you the ropes so you can climb Jacob's ladder to high, high, high commissions. Rockin' my mortgage, mortgagesrock.com, rockin' my mortgage, mortgagesrock.com, rockin' my mortgage, mortgagesrock.com. Everybody point and click. Everybody point and click to mortgagesrock.com, one of our wonderful sponsors for this program, Dave's Gone By. Thanks so much for being with us on this Sunday night. I want to thank also our other sponsors, Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine, the Bible of Broadway. And go to performingartsinsider.com to find out how Dave's Gone By listeners can get 10% off subscriptions. And it's really worth it. I mean, you can get the monthly plan, which is 12 issues, or you can get the full season plan of 21 issues. Either way, you want to find out even more than Inside Broadway tells you. Just every single thing you want to know about Broadway or off, subscribe to Performing Arts Insider. And hey, if you want to copy things, if you want to print things, if you want to bind things, do all sorts of kooky things that involve duplication of some sort or another, go to Hewlett Minuteman Press, 1315 Broadway in Hewlett. Their number is 516-569-5577. Open 6 days a week for your convenience and 10% off all your jobs for Dave's Gone By listeners. And finally, Fancy Schmancy Balloons. Yes, the owner is going to be away for a couple of weeks, but when he's back in March, he'll be doing your bar mitzvahs, your parties, whatever you need, centerpieces and balloons. Call 516-797-3229. I want to do a couple of thank yous, of course, before we leave the neighborhood tonight. Thank you to my beloved wife, Joyce Weil, for her support and encouragement. Very sweet of her, as always, and love her to bits, and happy, happy Valentine's Day to her and to all of you. Also want to thank Rabbi Sol Solomon for taking time out of his not terribly busy schedule, but still taking time out, and to be on the show and to interview the delightful, the delicious Karina Kittles Karsten. Go to sacredlove.com, sacredlove.com, to order her CDs and just to find out more about her, because she's really, really nice and has some great advice and actually tolerated the rabbi, which makes her really special in the neighborhood. Okay, a couple of reminders before we go. You can listen to vintage episodes of Dave's Gone By Thursday nights and Saturday nights at 11 on live365.com. That's an internet portal. It's sort of like this one website that you go to where you can listen to dozens and dozens of other websites. Well, websites that have radio programming on them. So one of those websites is dfsxradio.com, and that's where Dave's Gone By episodes air Thursdays and Saturday nights at 11. And again, I was listening online this week to a couple of other stations on Live 365. They're really great. It sounds terrific and really good, interesting music. You can find out more going to my website, davesgoneby.org. And remember, that's D-A-V as in Victor, E-S, goneby.org. O-R-G. And remember, if you want to explain to people what our show is about, or you want to hear some more of what we do, you can always hear our 100th episode. It goes back a couple of years now, but the 100th episode is preserved for posterity on the web at theaterpod.com. And that's theater with an E-R. Theaterpod.com. Com. And also, hey, this Friday morning, barring a horrible snowstorm, which I hope we won't get in the middle of the week, the next episode, finally, of The Big Time on WUSB-FM. That's 90.1, the station out in Stony Brook, New York. That's a show that's generally hosted by myself and my good host, Jeff Goodman, who's in Thailand for a few weeks, but I'm going to be holding down the fort. I'll be doing the show this Friday from 3 in the morning, Eastern Time, all the way till 6:30 a.m. drive time. I know it's not when everybody wants to be awake, but if you are, by all means, give a listen, and it's a talk kind of a show, more than this one even, so feel free to call in at the station when I'm doing it, and I'll put you on the air. Or, if you can't, if you want to sleep, but you want to hear what I did, the music I played, the terrible things I said, you have a full week from when it airs to listen on the WUSB.FM website. Again, The Big Time, airing Fridays 3 till 6:30. Gonna go, but a couple of things to tell you about in the coming weeks. Some really cool guests still ahead of us, including Jake Jacobs, who wrote a biography of Tom Waits, and so we'll obviously talk to him and play a lot of Waits music. We've got Police Detective Lou Tolano, former Seagate Chief of Police, actually, and undercover officer on whom a very, very famous TV detective was based. And I'm not going to tell you who. You've got to stay tuned and tune in the next couple of weeks to find out. But Lou Tolano will be here. Actually, maybe February 25th. That seems to be the slot he'll be going on. And then, sometime in March, we have Stanley Newman, who is the crossword puzzle for Newsday newspaper. A lot of cool stuff on Dave's Gone By coming up. Okay. Gotta run. Thank you so much for joining us on this very interesting, very Valentinian Dave's Gone By. We will be back next Sunday, February 18th, 2007, with the 208th episode of Dave's Gone By. Until then, don't miss your days going by. This is Dave Lefkowitz wishing you sacred love, good sex, and gone by.